Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for your SmackDown post show for February 9th. We thank you so much for joining us. We are on the road to WrestleMania proper. We had some confusion. We're here now. Fans are getting what they want, mostly, we think. We took a weird little route to get there, but we're getting there, guys. We're getting there. A good SmackDown tonight. Everything had stakes on it. Excited to talk about it tonight. Couldn't tweet along because I got myself locked out for being mouthy to mega conservatives again. But get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. In that vein, I'll remind you that wrestling is for everyone and Fightful is for everyone, except for jerks, which is how I got locked out of Twitter today. But it's all right. We're here to talk about wrestling. A strong episode. We'll also remind you to leave a thumbs up on this video if you would be so kind. Helps people find us in the algorithm. And we'll remind you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. All of the clarity that Sean could find behind the paywall about what was going on in the creative picture. It wasn't a work. Things changed. Plans pivoted because of fan demand. Spoiler alert, but head over to FightfulSelect.com for more details. You'll also get so much more over there. Tons of contract news. News about Dijak's pay-per-view. Dijak's contract. Maybe. Winding up over the summer came out. Nice to see a little Dijak section sign earlier today. That made me happy. So much more. Finn Balor's contract, along with the big names of Drew McIntyre, Becky, Seth Rollins. So much going on. Anything that feels icky to paywall, i.e. anything about the sex trafficking scandal, anything that's that much bigger than pro wrestling, Sean puts on our free tier. So you can subscribe for free. You won't get the paywalled access, but things like that. Initial injury news goes up there a lot. Supplementary details are behind the paywall, but things that are bigger than wrestling often go on the free tier first. But we've got a lot of SmackDown to talk about. I got to be honest. I feel like the way that they pivoted makes everything a little bit wonky, but I'm glad that people are getting what they wanted now. And I thought tonight's episode of SmackDown was pretty awesome because everything had some stakes on it tonight. Everything was qualifier related. Our tag match mattered. Like, everything having an end game on the road to WrestleMania is more important than almost any other time of year, arguably. I prefer it be that way all year round where your content is consistently mattering, but really strong episode tonight. I thought the pacing was great. And that tag match, if there's anything that's for Kate, that tag match was for me. What were your thoughts overall tonight?
Entertaining show. Did I doze off and miss any of my Latinos hit the television screen today or?
No, I think they had a little time off today.
Cody
wasn't there. I think with qualifier season, this is tricky because it's like everybody's trying to qualify to get into Elimination Chamber now. And this build kind of snuck up on us, I think, because of the creative changes. Sure. Not only because of the demand for Cody, but because of obviously Brock Lesnar's not going to be around for obvious reasons. CM Punk getting injured. So I think, like, we had this little Raw influx, so most of the storylines Santos, etc., don't really
took a backseat. Yeah,
yeah, just probably just for this week.
Well, but I'm starting to hashtag we want Santos because I'm being used to for the last couple of weeks seeing him start off my show with some hype.
It's amazing. Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you. I know we didn't get him or your spooky Scottish witches, but we got 2 hours of some really great stuff, and we kick it off with Triple H himself. He takes some shots at The Rock, which I liked. I liked him saying, like, it doesn't matter what The Rock wants. He's not the one with authority around here. Saying that maybe some people don't know their role and should shut their mouths, I thought was good. But he says that people went out of their way to try and assert their authority when they don't have any. My only thing with that is, like, clearly The Rock has some. Maybe you want to argue it's not creative authority, or he's not an authority figure like the managers on the show, but like, he did sign to the board of ownership, so he does have some authority. But we're supposed to be looking at the kayfabe here, right? And he does clarify that the main event of WrestleMania 40 will be Roman Reigns defending his title against Cody Rhodes. And there's big Cody chance, there's more Rocky Sucks chance. I thought it was very clever of them to not that clever, I thought it was very wise of them to lean into that. I think we're just going to get more of like a heel Rock attitude as we go forward with this. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think there's a way out of it for what they did. But let's start first with what you thought of this promo, and then we'll get into the good and the bad of this angle, what they did to pivot. We'll talk a little bit about the press conference, but what were your thoughts just on this opening promo from Triple H?
Sure. So, you know, it's interesting because Triple H is known to be a fan of wrestling, right? All around, no matter what he comes out of his mouth. And, you know, he mentions that there was some confusion, which means he's reading into it. He's reading the room. He understands that people are a little bit confused about what's going on and what's happening within with The Rock and Roman Reigns and everything. So I thought it was a good way to kind of just like, hey, lay it out. This is exactly what's happening, and just end the confusion between what's going on. Obviously, there's still the other side of this coin, which hopefully we'll get to here in the next couple of weeks with what's happening with, you know, either party with The Rock being involved now, you know. But I thought it was good. I people are speculating that, and I want to get your take on this, that he might be going to try to get a match with the Rock. I don't think he's healthy enough for that, right? Like, with everything that happened with the scare. Maybe he is. I don't want to speculate, but that would be pretty scary to kind of jump back in the ring after something like that.
Yeah, so I was wondering what this was too, because there is actually a fun creative pivot that you could go for, like, head of the table of creative or ownership. There's a fun sub head of the table kind of story right there. I really like that possibility. Health comes first, 100%. I'm wondering, because when he was talking about the confusion, it did feel like at the end of the press, or what people walked away with, is, are we getting a tag match with Cody and Seth versus The Rock and Roman? And the idea of putting Triple H in there instead of Seth in there, so your world heavyweight title doesn't feel even more secondary than it already is. I think that could be a good call, but first and foremost, like, what Triple H went through sincerely in life, that was a very, very serious heart condition situation. So, like, I would hope he'd be cleared beyond cleared beyond cleared. Tag match, you don't have to do that much. Like, he could send Cody in there to do the majority of the work. I would assume The Rock would be doing the same, but I kind of like this. What is The Rock really in authority of, if not the head of the table? Is he the head of the table of WWE now? Because that's kind of been a real life thing that's gotten brought up, is the NOI, I'd never say it right, I'm so sorry, is the Samoan dynasty a more important royal family than the McMahon family anymore? So I kind of like that idea. I think it's a clever way, if you wanted to do that night one, to have The Rock have his WrestleMania match, have it still feel pertinent in advancing the story, and then just do Cody and Roman night two. I never liked the idea of wrestlers working back-to-back days, because God forbid someone gets injured, what happens? But if they were doing this on SmackDown, it'd be the same thing, right? Like, you're really kind of running into the same situation. But that's what I thought. I don't think you're going to get a one-on-one match versus The Rock and
of course
Triple H. But I think that a tag match could be a
that does maneuver. Sound that does sound fun, interesting. You know, you kind of have the throne destroyer.
Yeah,
it's in a throne. You know, that would be pretty fun.
I think there's very fun ways to do that. So we'll see as this continues. Now, overall, I don't think there was a way to throw this in reverse without it screwing things up. I felt like yesterday they did Seth no favors at the press conference. I felt so bad for that guy. I genuinely feel bad for that guy because I think he would be their Roman Reigns if they didn't decide Roman Reigns was their Roman Reigns as far as being the guy. He is the stalwart of the Raw brand. He's been the stalwart of this company. He keeps getting like, I don't want to say sidetracked because it's not like he's not important, but like Cody comes back and CM Punk comes in and Roman's the guy that they've decided is the guy. Sure. Like he is just fantastic at all of this. And it felt like they last Friday went out of their way to bury the world heavyweight title and that they didn't do. Oh my God. Is Malachi Black here?
Probably.
That's all right. I'm rambling. You can fix your camera while I'm rambling.
Yeah. It'll take 2 seconds.
I really feel like they got off track with the world heavyweight title and that title already felt secondary. Now it feels even more so. The other issue is they kind of made Cody seem like a big wimp in a lot of ways. Him just reneging on the fact that he was like, but not at WrestleMania. JK at WrestleMania. He didn't really go out of his way to justify that and say, you know what? I sought counsel in you, Dwayne. And the advice that you gave me, I thought I wanted it. I thought I wanted that advice. I thought it was good advice that you told me, you know, let me take a shot at him first and then you can have your whack at him or whatever. But then all week, it wasn't about me. It was about you or whatever. Like there was no creative justification for that. So Cody just kind of looks a little wishy-washy, which I don't like. But at the same time, not the best creative. Thank God they reversed it. Like, thank God that they got to the end goal that they should have originally gotten to, because that would have been really, really bad, unfair to Cody. And in Philly, I think would have been an awful choice because we already know how The Rock feels or Philly feels about The Rock. So I don't love the way that they got there. I'm glad that they got there, though, because they needed to really, really badly. Could have been stronger creative, could have done it without burying Seth, who just kind of looked like he was hanging out there in the background yesterday. But overall, that's where I kind of feel about this. What are your thoughts on the picture overall?
You know, they've always degraded that title that Seth is holding right now. It's never really been anything that they've in since maybe the mid-2000s was probably the last time that I remember this really happening, where that title felt, you know, Triple H held it and Batista and so on and so on. But after that, those few legends, I'm gonna call them legends, they're not really, you know, wrestling anymore, except for Randy. It's just been thrown around. It's been united. It's been separated again. Like I don't know where they go with Seth. It does feel like maybe, honestly, and I know we'll talk about this as time goes on, I honestly feel like the strongest competitors would be someone of a, you know, Randy Orton, McIntyre, maybe. That's it. In my head, those are the only two. And if McIntyre is on a contract season, like, how serious is the top TKO thinking of, you know, keeping everybody on board?
I mean, Drew has become the MVP of Raw. That's been made abundantly clear. I think even if you don't belt up Drew because say he wants to leave or you're unsure about his contract or whatever, you do the triple threat with him and Sami Zayn. Like that to me feels like the move. I think Sami having to work his way back in after losing tonight, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about it at the end of the show.
I didn't watch it.
Well, we're reviewing it, so I hope so. I think he's one of the more organic underdog baby faces that this industry has ever had. And I feel like there's a lot of times those stories nauseate me because they feel so forced, but Sammy's so organic that would make me really happy. And it gives something for Drew to to just dog on him about if he makes it into Elimination Chamber and wins, and Sammy has to earn his way back into the title picture. So that's what I think the program is. They're going to have to let Seth cut the promo of his life to restore the feeling back to 100%. That title, back to that title. Cause they went out of their way to bury it. We've got some super chats about this. Thank you, Lonnie, for this generous one saying, I can see Triple H put Nick Aldis in a match to fight for him. I like that against The Rock. Good way to position Aldis as a wrestler. But think about this. We have 16 shows until WrestleMania. Lots of times for twists and turns in this story. Well, buddy, I'm just asking them to finish the damn story. So we got this from Will saying, I think Triple H is smarter than Ric Flair. He saw his last match. I have reviewed a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
For Fightful alone, I'm at 700 plus shows in my time here.
Jeez.
I have never felt more uncomfortable reviewing wrestling than watching Ric Flair's last match. Like, I was so genuinely like, this guy's going to die in the ring. It was so awful and uncomfortable. His post-match promo did not convince me it was a good idea at all. It felt like, I remember our chat was lit up. Some people were like, how dare you disrespect a legend? Like, he gets to go out on his terms. That's a fine way to think about it. Overwhelmingly, our chat was like, that felt like elder abuse. It was so uncomfortable. And everybody in it tried their best. Jeff Jarrett, Andrade, like, but man, that was really, really, really uncomfortable. Having a heart condition myself, Triple H, don't. I'm sure, because he had said after that, like, I'm not wrestling again. So I'm sure it would be with an abundance of caution that he'd even entertain the idea. Using Nick Aldis as like a pawn in the game is a fun thought that would be really cool.
Having kids changes the way you see a lot of things. You know, like, he's a dad, three, you know, beautiful girls. So like, it changes you. So, you know, hopefully he does the right thing here.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a swell of doctors for him to consult with too. Like, they'll 1,000%. Hopefully make the right decision that's best for him as a person and then a wrestler. But R. Harris saying, do you think there was ever going to be The Rock versus Roman? No. Based on Sean's reports on FightfulSelect.com, I'm sorry, to answer the question, yes. I don't think this was the plan all along. I don't think this was a work. Because if you look at Sean's reports and not just the aggregates of it, Sean worked really hard to get like a bunch of backstage perspectives, like 30 backstage perspectives of other wrestlers that were involved in the angle, admin, and they all said essentially the same thing. Most of them were shocked. Most of them didn't like the message it sent to the locker room. Most of them felt like The Rock and Triple H were not on the same page backstage from what had been maybe promised to The Rock and what Triple H was planning creatively. Like, this felt like it was the left hand not knowing what the right is doing or agreeing to, at least creatively. I don't think you tease The Rock and Roman as a swerve on the way to this, because the truth is, until Cody won Rumble and you built Cody to this, everybody wanted that match. Everybody was calling for it 2 years ago with Roman and The Rock. Had it not been for the title, or had they not built Cody for the past 2 years, people would be out of their minds excited for this. So I don't think that. I think they thought like, we'll eat some crow from people that love Cody, but everybody wants this match, right? And the overwhelming reaction was a rejection of the creative that was teased to us. So I'm very glad they pivoted. Very glad that they pivoted by that.
Yeah, I'm happy with what they're... the way things are moving now.
Yeah, they steered in the right direction for sure. Will saying, it was weird to see Roman fall in back of The Rock, and the fact that The Rock is as big as, I think that probably means he is. I think this is part of the story. A lot of people were like, why does Roman now look like a chump? But I think that's going to come into play in the match. If they lead to a triple threat, I think there's going to be a lot of fun possibilities of the Roman and Rock's interactions, because they're still going to be fighting for the head of the table in that triple threat. If it's a tag match, I would be shocked if on night two you didn't see The Rock come out behind Cody and fight off Jimmy and fight off Solo, so that you can get to Roman and The Rock down the line at SummerSlam in Saudi Arabia or whatever. Maybe next year's WrestleMania. Who
right.
knows?
Yes.
I think that's a very intentional thing.
Listen, the only reason that they came together was because Cody was talking smack. You know, like he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't want the family to be disrespected. So that's, you know, other than that, The Rock could turn around and rock bottom friggin' his family anytime he wants. He can go take out Roman anytime he wants.
Agreed. I think the real solution to all this is something that we came up with on FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the biz yesterday. Alex and I did a show about the press conference, and normally we try to fix creative, but we decided to overbook it as much as possible. And it ended with us saying that Vin Diesel comes out and is like,
oh,
it's all about family. And then he gets the pin on Cody.
It's been a long time.
We have fun on Fightful Select. Bad Robot, who's actually the kindest Roomba in the world, nice saying, robot, yeah. Happy Friday, best hosts. Thank you for an extra long show last week. You're so welcome. Thank you for all the support. Awesome Bailey segment. Bailey for Mania Night 1 main event. Paramore for Mania and also Creed for some reason. You had me till the end there. You had me until Creed. Listen, this little Creed nostalgia run ain't for me, all right?
It's you running, can, baby.
Here's who you can tweet at. Cher Delaware, Jeremy Lambert, Bad Dude Tito. You want to talk about Creed, talk to them. But I'm with you on Bailey, and I'm with you on Paramore for WrestleMania. I can't wait to talk about Bailey's segment tonight. Her story for the past like few weeks has been really awesome. Somebody saying justice for Kate. Well, thank you. I get paid to talk about wrestling most nights of the week. I don't need any justice in this world.
Again, this whole paid talk here.
I know.
Getting tired of
you it. Not submitting your invoices does not mean you're not paid. My
Damn, but she threw me under the bus. I text her every freaking week or every 2 weeks.
Oh,
week.
Crap. Oh,
Kate, what are you doing?
You got to submit them to get paid. But we move along from that Triple H segment, which I thought was very good, to this Drew McIntyre takeover of the world, man. I love this so much. I'm sorry. Before this, we have Nick Aldis in the ring also mentioning that we have to change our focus to Seth's title, which was good that they at least acknowledged it. And they announced that there are going to be qualifiers for Elimination Chamber. And in these qualifying matches are Randy Orton, Bronson Reed, Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, AJ Styles, The Miz, Bobby Lashley, Ivar, Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn, Dom Mysterio, and L.A. Knight. So, a really good crop for the qualifiers.
Sure. And it feels like this is probably one of the strongest cards that Elimination Chamber will have since, again, like the mid-2000s, when you had, you know, the top of the crop there, Triple H's, Batista's, you know, Shawn Michaels's. I feel like this is a really strong one.
I hope so, because Perth deserves it, and it feels like it felt like it was a priority, and then the past 2 weeks it was not. And now we're kind of throwing together this build. I understand circumstances like CM Punk, Lesnar not in it anymore. So I'm excited because I genuinely think that the closing shot of the show is gonna be Becky Lynch coming out to look at Rhea, who just successfully defeated against Nia Jax in Perth, and the two of them just facing off, setting up that Mania match. So I am excited for that. But man, there's not many more things in wrestling that I'm more excited about than DM Hunk, Drew McIntyre. I am loving this version of Drew. The fact this guy's been in there the whole time and they did nothing about it makes me so... I don't want to focus on the negative, but I'm like, how was this guy in a feud with Madcap Moss for like 8 years? I don't understand it. This version of Drew is unbelievable. I love it so much. He comes out. He's got his CM Punk Tombstone shirt on. We used to pray for days like these, Alex. I absolutely love what we're getting from this. He says that that shirt is selling better on WWE Shop than any of CM Punk's merch. I love it. I love it so much. He kind of takes some credit for Cody deciding to go back to Roman. He says he tried to talk him back into it and he didn't listen. So he tried to physically convince him. And then all of a sudden he was more interested on Monday. And he says now he is going to save Mania and that he's going to walk out as the champion that this product needs, essentially. Says he took out Punk along the way, which I thought was a nice touch of like, I'm systemically making Raw a better place by getting rid of Punk, telling Cody to go after his title so that I can get this title from Seth Rollins. This version of Drew rules. I love it so much. Everything is so logical and heels that you're like, I totally get where that guy is coming from are the best for me, the best wrestlers, especially on American television. Absolutely adore it. What did you think of the promo? And then we'll get into the match.
Yeah. You know what? He's taken those little snarky comments he makes. You know, he was very corny for a long time. And I've been very vocal about his promos here on the show and how robotic they kind of sound and just like him trying a little too hard. This seems like he's just chilling. This is exactly what he wants to say, how he feels about saying it. And it's coming off amazingly. I want to see this type of Drew for the longest time. I understand that maybe he's gonna have to shift focus, but golly, it's just everything is so on point. He's become the internet troll that we all hate on Twitter. He's become it in real life.
It's pretty great. And you had always said, I love the physicality of Drew, but I don't like the character. Now we have this really beautiful cohesion of guy who talks his ass and backs it up, which I appreciate, which he did here in this match against AJ Styles. Shout out to the Dijak section. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but I saw this big sign that said Dijak section, which made me very happy. He's one of my favorite parts of NXT, and he's just ratioing people on Twitter, and it makes me laugh. But nobody does he ratio more than the NXT account, and it's hysterical to me. So shout out to Dijak and whatever fan had that Dijak section sign, because that rules. But really, really fun match here. The finish is AJ kicking the ropes into Drew and hitting a small package, which was a nice visual. But Knight distracts the ref. LA Knight's on commentary here. And AJ then swings and misses at Knight, I apologize, which allows Drew to hit the Claymore and get the pin. Some other really fun spots in this. There was a crossbody from AJ, but Drew just caught him into a suplex, which was incredible. Also, little things like with the calf crusher, and I think he just chop blocked Drew in the leg at one point. Drew was selling the leg a lot in this, which I appreciate. Those little things of like, that might have been a minute or two ago, but it hurts right now, is really, really refreshing to see in the ring. Great in-ring storytelling. Would love to see this for... there were a couple matches tonight that I was like, this felt like they pushed a 3-hour show into a 2-hour show, and Monday some.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes feel like they're stretching a 2-hour show into a 3-hour show, but I could have watched another 5-10 minutes of their chemistry. I thought they were great tonight. Super, super fun. LA Knight on commentary. I was like, oh, if they were going to pivot away from the Bloodline story, LA Knight versus The Rock, that is something I would want to see. Hearing him talk throughout this whole match was so much fun. He's great at this. I'm glad he's still as over as he is. I hope that they do something to capitalize on that soon. Feels like a no-brainer to give us him versus Logan Paul and have him win.
True.
But what did you think of our match right here?
Again, another one. With AJ Styles, you know, he's where's he going? Like, what do you think his future holds? Is he just kind of winding it down? Like, you know, he came back and he came back hot, like, you know, physically.
Yeah, it felt like a big deal. It felt like a big deal, though, because he's one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Yeah,
and it does.
And his team has disbanded. Yeah, and it's just like, what is happening now with him? Are we going to pivot back to him at some point? Maybe him and the OC can get back together and fight, you know, the first, final, second, and third testament. You know, like, something could happen there. But it's just, it just felt like, I want to know where he's going. Because I know Drew right now is on a hot streak. By the way, LA Knight, he's another one. I hope that they're doing something big for him too, because, God, he's just so damn good in everything that he does. But there's a couple pieces there and a couple holes that I'm mentally just trying to fill on my own.
Sure.
And I'm kind of hitting and missing on some, you know. So I'm hoping that everything goes right for AJ. Drew's going to go to the moon, and LA Knight being thrown into the mix, you know, you never really know what's going to happen, you know. And if he wins and he's in the chamber match, and you have a Logan Paul in the chamber match, which most likely looks like they're putting up against The Miz. Let's just be realistic here. Fantasy booking here. Do you see these two face to face in the chamber? One of them eliminates the other, and you see that move to a WrestleMania, right? Because that's what we were talking about in the past. Possibly putting the U.S. title on someone. Like, there's now those matches and these storylines are starting to look really good, right? Other than that, I'm just afraid of what's going to happen with AJ Styles, man. He just came back so angry and so crazy.
I'm wondering if we get to a Randy Orton AJ program as a singles match, which would be really, really fun. And another thing that is stemming from some more recent history, which is refreshing. I think that would be a good way to get the mess that was Edge versus AJ Styles, like, away. I feel like they did a huge disservice with that program. You now have another chance to do legend versus legend the right way. So that's what I would probably do with AJ Styles, but I agree with you. I don't know where the Bullet Club is. Mee Chin, we're going to talk about her later. She's looking amazing.
But you mean the greatest kind of match in the whole world, part two?
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Oh my gosh. The greatest match of all time. Was that what it was?
Yeah,
oh,
the man. Greatest. Yeah, whatever that was. And they should make it a part two. Like, it just be two.
There you go. Why not? And it should be 100 minutes. But I do think there's so many people that you want to get on this card. And even with a two-night WrestleMania, it is like, damn, there are people that you don't want to leave off of WrestleMania. So I think with Logan Paul should probably lose it to LA Knight, but maybe that's not a one-on-one match. Maybe that's a ladder match or something that fits really quickly in. I remember Sean saying this, and I agree. Like, Logan Paul in a ladder match is something that makes sense from what he's able to do ring-wise. Also a good way to get four or five guys on the card. Sure. You could easily have LA Knight win it, buy some time, do a one-on-one match at SummerSlam, call it a day. Like, that could be a really fun way to go about business. So not mad about that. We got some more chats. Thank you so much for your support tonight. John saying, I'd love to see Cody and The Rock playing Roman. Roman being the odd man out and Cody and The Rock behind his back is an interesting thought. They're working together to take care of the family and the title. Cody takes everything away from him. That's kind of a fun idea, like that The Rock and Cody would be in cahoots. I do like the natural alignment of The Rock and Roman right now, though, just because it feels like you have no choice but to keep The Rock heel. Like, he's still getting Rocky stuff.
He's so good, though. Like,
so, and honestly, like, I, The Rock's shtick is not for me. Like, I did not watch the Attitude Era. I have no nostalgic attachment to it. I'm not an idiot. Like, I can see the value in The Rock and I understand why people like it. But, like, this half of the room do this, this half of the room do that is not for me. Like, it's just not my favorite type of creative. If I was a fan in the Attitude Era, Stone Cold would have been my guy. Like, that's just me. Obviously, he's like the biggest star in the world, and I understand how great he is at this. But the things that I like that The Rock has done so far are these more human moments where he just sounds like a person. Like,
yeah.
I love when The Rock is just talking like a person. I think he's probably the best to do it. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of ways that this could go. And we do have the time. That's the thing. Like, the creative justification was not my favorite yesterday, but we do still have a couple months to go here. So we've got time to fix it. Well, your boys are back in town, Alex. We get this really fun, Pretty Deadly vignette.
Great, yeah.
One guy is beat up. One guy is making him feel better. That's basically all this is. But these two guys, Elton and Kit, are fantastic. Like, they have so settled into their characters and the flamboyance of their characters in a way that makes them feel accessible and like you have met people like this before, where the NXT representation wasn't quite that. But they're also really good in the ring, and their tandem offense is incredible, as is their fashion and their theme. So complete package was Pretty Deadly. I love what they've been doing with them, but fun little video package here. They're just healing up for injuries as they do. Any thoughts on this?
You know, they are excellent at what they do. They don't shy away from these characters that are supposed to be like ultra above what you think that they are, right? They're just so damn good at portraying whatever they are. You know, figure skaters. In my head, that's what I think of figure skaters, right? But they're just so good. They're definitely one of my favorite tag teams. I honestly could take them super serious. Like, I do. They're great, you know, they're physically able to man their own in the ring. They're funny. They're charismatic. I continue to say this every time you see them in the ring, they do something that just kind of like blows your mind. And then when they got eliminated at the Rumble, like, you know, they look funny together. You know what I'm saying? I'm still waiting for my crop shirts. That's the only thing. I know you have a gripe.
Get in line with a certain
person.
I've waited the suit for a long time.
You could have your suit. I just want my 1/3 cutoff shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure,
you know,
it is less material. That is a very fair point.
It's gonna be 76 degrees here tomorrow, Kate. Okay.
All right.
I'm in the 60s and 70s already here in the great state of North Carolina. So
all right, relax over there. Okay.
I need my crop shirt.
You want your crop shirt? It's less material, it's less expensive. I asked Bobby Lashley. I've gotten rejected for weeks and weeks and weeks.
You have.
I asked Bronson Reed now because he's out there looking great in suits. We're probably the same size, would be my
Samoa
guess.
Samoa Joe.
Bronson Reed.
Like
Samoa Joe, same
shut
deal.
Shut up. God. You're so, I can't believe you said, I met you in person. Jesus Christ. I have to think about that twice when you said that.
We'll save that one for that. I meant to say this. Kylie says SmackDown was fun. Rampage is fun. Wrestling is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. How you doing,
Kylie?
It really
is. It really
is.
Nice
to see you here tonight, by the way.
Very nice. Always nice to see her. It is. Both products are in fun spots right now because we're heading into WrestleMania season, right? So just heightened care to creative and just more fun because there's stakes on everything right now. AEW feels much more on track than it did. Basically since World's End till now, I would even say as far as the C2 until now, it's gotten really, really, really good at what they're doing. New Japan is giving me ZSJ and Danielson this weekend, so I'm the happiest camper in the whole wide world because that's going to be a submission match, and that is the most for me thing ever. TNA, despite some instability, doing some really cool stuff on the talent front. Mustafa Ali is there, Nick Nemeth. They have great talent already there, Josh Alexander, Trey Miguel, so wrestling all around right now, a very good time. We'll take it. We will take it. And we will move along from that Pretty Deadly little vignette that was so much fun into our second Elimination Chamber qualifying match, which was Bianca Belair and Mi Chin. Bianca taking the W here. I loved this because Mia Yim, Mi Chin goes for the Styles Clash, but Bianca Belair just backdrops free. And hits her with the KOD for the win. I love that we're getting some reps from Mia Yim. She's really good, and I feel like has been underrated pretty much her whole career. But she is kind of directionless, almost like you were saying with AJ Styles. Like Alex Pulaski pointed this out. There's a lot of three dudes and a gal groups right now on SmackDown.
Yeah.
There's so many. You got Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits and B-Fab. You have Electra Lopez with Legato. You have the Bullet Club and AJ Styles with Mia Yim. Like, there's a lot of those going around right now. And sometimes it just feels like, not that the women are the accessory parts, because I think they complete the full picture, but creatively, because there's no secondary women's title or because the tag title is actually proper tag teams right now for the women, which is nice. There's not like a lot for them to necessarily do creatively. We don't see anything from Zelina Vega. We're not seeing Mia Yim working towards anything necessarily, but she's an incredibly reliable dance partner in the ring. She's looked great with everybody that she's been in there with. Very, very good to see her getting some consistent TV time. I just hope that it kind of leads to something like you were saying with AJ Styles before, but Bianca looking great here. Very fun possibilities if she's in chamber. It feels like we're heading to Rhea and Becky. Making that a triple threat would not make me mad. But we'll see what Bianca does. There's still people, there could be some kind of special attraction match. It could be Jade Cargill. There's a lot of possibilities here. Definitely felt like we were going for her and Charlotte, and that's not the case anymore though. So what Bianca Belair does at WrestleMania, because you know she's going to be there, I think remains to be interesting. Any thoughts on our match here and what you think Bianca might be doing at WrestleMania?
Bianca is very, you know, you can't say very unique, because unique is already on its own. Bianca's very is very athletic, unique as they can come. She is so like gifted, man. And I mean, in the ring, she just looks
just
so
a star.
Oh my god!
Everything about her, from the second her music hits, is
her
just like,
smile,
this is a star.
Her everything. Yeah, and I, what do I see, man? Where do you see her in at WrestleMania? I mean,
Jade looks so good in
that's
her
what
Royal
I was thinking.
Rumble debut.
Do you see? Like, do you see another face off with Jade? You know, we got plenty of time for them to kind of cross paths again, and I mean, we've seen builds come together within 2 weeks before here for WrestleMania. So I do believe that I think personally that's the way they're going to go.
I think so too.
they're gonna cross paths, and then you're gonna have these two larger than life women that can 100% powerbomb me anytime they want. Just meet up and beat the living crap out of each other. And I'm here for it. I am 100% here for it.
I agree. I think
I don't know who you put over at them. I love them both. And I don't, obviously, you don't want to make Jade not look strong, but you know, it is Bianca. You know what I'm saying? And then you can further that rivalry into whatever you will. You can flourish it into whatever you want.
I think they have a chance to do with Jade what they did with Bianca when it was Bianca versus Sasha Banks. I think if Jade goes over, you have made her a star pretty much instantly. I think ring-wise, it could be so much fun and a really good match for Jade, because I think they can work kind of similarly. And Bianca can kind of fill in gaps where she might not be as experienced. And I really do think that, like, you have a chance to make Jade a star if she beats Bianca. And also, Bianca was kind of in Super Cena mode there for a little bit. Like, Bianca taking 100% some losses could make her trajectory a little bit more interesting, because she came back to continue to fight against Damage Control and she just kept beating Bayley. So now what? Like, I would like to see the version of Bianca Belair that has to respond to the fact that she lost a major match, because we haven't really seen that since she's been.
I mean,
you could
theoretically just put Jade out there and started a whole new 150-0 record with her, right?
Sure.
And started at a WrestleMania. Maybe she goes undefeated at WrestleMania. Like, these are the things that you can think about and kind of put forward. If, like you just mentioned, if it ends up being that Jade wins at a WrestleMania, hypothetically speaking, then you give each other love, right? She picks her up. You kind of hug it out. Like, this is your moment. You beat me. Cool. We'll talk about this down the line. She leaves. Jade's a megastar immediately. You know, I feel
you're
like
good.
Stone Cold when he goes, you know, he's in the desk going like this, you know,
You could, or you could, if you wanted to turn Jade into a monster heel, she could beat the ever living crap.
Oh my god, yes.
There's a lot of possibilities.
Give me
There's a lot of possibilities, but I don't know what you do 100%. And if I was gonna bet money on stuff, I wouldn't know what to do right now. I would need some education in my life. I would need some guidance if someone was like, let's place some bets. And darn it, I would get that from BetAG.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
I'm down with that. Take my money, bet online. Let's go.
That's what's up.
And that's, triple it.
There it is. That's what we're looking for. And we're also looking for your Fightful Select subscriptions. And we've gotten so much support from you guys, especially over the past couple of months, because it's been a heck of a 2024, Alex. We've gotten started off here.
Not to cut you off, but...
No.
We finally moved on from January, which lasted about 2 years. And it's only not even the middle of February, and it's been crazy. So I don't know what the hell's going to happen with the rest of the year.
Scandals, creative contracts.
Scandals.
All covered on FightfulSelect.com. So much to do with contract news. Sean was like, 2024 is going to be crazy because there's going to be free agents going across both brands.
Sure.
Been crazy for a lot of other reasons, some good, some bad. Shakeups at pretty much every major promotion. WWE, not so stable. Who would have thought AEW would be the drama-free brand heading into 2024? That was not the case for the past year and a half or so. But,
by the way, for all those of you out there, $5 a month. You get all this incredible stuff for $5 a month. Massive shows. Kate's in about 36 of the 35 shows. You got so many great things happening behind the paywall for just about 17 cents a day. Think about that. 17 cents a day, my friends.
Wrestling media. There's $5 a month, $54 a year, also an available.
I'm sure you got 17 cents in your car somewhere.
It's true. It's true. Get it out of the little cup that's in the middle. Well, there's been Tanahashi is taking over New Japan. There's been Rossi out of Stardom. There's been Scott D'Amore out of TNA. There's been so much going on. My goodness. We've got it all covered for you. And to Alex's point, there's more back there. There's Sean's Q&A, which I always put over because before I worked here, I thought that was a really, really great thing that he did. If you have a question, he will get it answered or at least do his best to get that answered for you. There's bonus podcasts back there, including Ask Rhapsody every other week. There is me and Alex Pulowski doing pay-per-view post shows behind the paywall. Try saying that 10 times fast for everything other than NXT because we do that on the main. But please head over there and support if you are able to, or you can support with lovely super chats like we got from the lovely Kim Gray saying very late to the show, but wanted to say hi to my faves. Hi, Kim. I hope you're doing well. I know you were kind of bummed.
Hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah, same. I know you were bummed Tuesday, but better things are around the corner. When something doesn't work out, it's because something better is waiting for you. That's what's up. We move right along to what might have been my favorite segment of the night outside of like the match stuff, which is this story with Bayley coming down the mountain. I am loving what we are getting here. We got Bayley coming out. She's so over. She was always one of those heels that people secretly wanted to root for, so this is not surprising, but she kind of toys with the crowd in the beginning and talks about damage control and how it was more important to her than anything, and says that she had all this hope that if she could just do X, Y, or Z, she would be able to win the trust of the rest of Damage Control fully. And that included winning at Royal Rumble. Like, if she could just win, that they would have respect for her. I love that, because obviously the Kabuki Warriors are your tag team champions. So her feeling like she needed to win gold to fit in makes so much sense there. Love, love, love what we got last week, which got swallowed whole, unfortunately, by the other creative that was planned. And love what we're getting here, though. And Dakota Kai comes out and asks Bayley why she's been ghosting her. Bayley asks Dakota where she was last week, and Dakota said she had to be with the doctor to get cleared, which is also wonderful news, because that means she's probably pretty close to being cleared for real if they're working that into kayfabe. And Bayley just like isn't fully convinced here. And Dakota says that she was in a tough spot, but she believed in Damage Control and also was on the same page as Bayley, that she thought things would smooth over as time progressed. And I adore her playing this pivot point, because she was kind of the one that was there in the beginning. She talks about how it was her and Bayley and Asuka, and there were no, or I'm sorry, her, Bayley, and Io, and that there were no issues until Asuka entered the picture. And we get the rest of the Kabuki Warriors coming down here, hopping into the ring, and Dakota hops out. So we're kind of left unsure about what's going to happen. But Bayley's looking for a fight, and Dakota comes back with the chair, swinging it at Io, which I love, and driving them off, protecting Bayley. And Dakota and Bayley stand in the ring to hug it out, Chance, but they don't hug. I love that Bayley is, and I didn't know this existed, in WWE especially, kind of across the board of wrestling, but especially WWE, a smart baby face. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that Bayley, a veteran and a Grand Slam champion, would have been picking up on these little things like her friends betraying her? Who would have thought that she would be smart enough to have her guard up against Dakota Kai after all of her other friends stab her in the back, and Juju saying, Dakota Kai is so untrustworthy with her sketchy past. I could see her announcing very soon, her being cleared, and then we get her and Bayley versus Damage Control, only to have her betray and unveil herself as being the mastermind. Extremely possible. But what I see here after this great segment is that you have three on one side and two on the other, and I feel like there's a great, great, great opportunity to call up Roxanne Perez to the main roster, because they're going to need to even those numbers out. She is like the perfect person to fill that spot. She debuted against Bayley on the main roster. She's wonderful in the ring. They aren't doing with her in NXT right now. So I adore that possibility. What did you think of this segment with Bayley, and what did you think of who might fill that extra spot?
Man, Bayley's on another level, and I love it. She's made that turn. I'm happy for it happening. And then that, you just opened up my eyes to that. I wasn't really thinking about who would take that spot and who could.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be Sasha Banks until the Mercedes Deuce, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about that. You know, I don't know what's happening in Boston on March 13th, Boston. But yeah. But I'm stumped on that one. Who does come in? I don't know. I know in my brain I'm ready for Bayley to be champ, but when it comes to the troubles of having to need a certain person to jump in and help, you're right. Do you bring up an NXTer?
Sure. And if you need someone to come in and help, or even if you don't need someone to come in and help, Alex Pulaski is here.
I honestly didn't know where that one was going. I was ready. I was ready to feel
like, is this a Blue Chew segue?
Yeah, I'm like, God, why do you always look at me in the eye when you talk about this stuff?
Pulaski, what's going on?
I thought I would give the Rampage report, and then a new thing that I want to do.
Which I like that.
Which is called the Sour Fowler, which is that where I give you four things very briefly I didn't like about SmackDown. It's because it's spelled the same, but it doesn't sound the same. So it's Sour Fowler. Is that good? I like the Sour Fowler.
Sour.
I don't even know if the bit's gonna go well, but I'm in on the name. So tell us about Rampage first.
Cool. Rampage. The six man started it out with Undisputed Kingdom versus Roppongi Vice and Orange Cassidy, and they pinned Romero with End of Heartache, and then Taven got the pin, and then they smashed him on some chairs, and they were gonna do more, but then they ran away because they're heels and they're cowards. So there's that.
Cowards.
Yep. Oh, the Young Bucks.
Rocky Romero.
The Young Bucks came out. They have a new Tron, which is just them getting out of a private plane. It's just them being absolute douches. They've got new music. And they wrestled in the bloody white suit from the end of Dynamite. They just wrestled in the suits. Excuse me.
Nicholas. Sir, please refer to them by their
never
proper names.
Never even took off the Kangol cap. He just wrestled
all the way in the Kangol. He just wrestled in the Kangol?
He wrestled
That's
in the Kangol.
Impressive.
I don't think I saw a single super kick. It was mostly clotheslines, which of course is the opposite of super kicks. They won with the EVP trigger. Nice.
I love it.
The two jobbiest jobbers that ever jobbed a job. And then they cut a promo about
Starby.
Nicholas was just yelling at all the fans for not respecting him enough. just very, very angry. And Matt was like, excuse me. Sorry, listen, he can be a little testy. I just wanted to congratulate. He was like the absolute good cop, bad cop thing. I just want to congratulate Sting and Darby for becoming new tag champs. That's amazing. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful reign as champions. It will last until we beat you at Revolution because we want our tag titles back. Also, guys, I just want to let you know, I love this job. I love coming to work every day. I'm so happy to be your EVP. It's just like he's the most smarmy dude ever. I love it. Mystico and Seidel was, of course, very good. And Mystico won with a Spanish fly off the top. Very cool. Love Mystico. And the women got to main event.
Hell yeah.
We got to main event. But intrigue, because as Ruby Soho was walking down the ramp, she felt in her jacket pocket and came up with a note. And she read the note, and she got very contemplative. And even when she put the note back in her pocket, she was still looking around like she was thinking about stuff. And during the match, she and Saraya had a little miscommunication. Saraya, like, slapped her when she was trying to slap somebody else.
Oh.
And then Ruby decided not to tag in later at the end when Saraya.
Ooh, okay.
So Saraya took the Dr. Bomb and lost. On the way up the ramp, Harley Cameron stopped Ruby, and Ruby decked her with a punch. So Saraya and Ruby have broken up.
Harley Cameron, I think, is going to be in line with like how hysterical Carmella can be when she's doing her best work. I absolutely adore some of the stuff she's been capable of over there, or filling the void that Allie left when Allie exited. Like I think there's some really, really fun work sitting there. But Alex, complain. Give us your sour power.
My sour power. number one, Sami Zayn should be in the Elimination Chamber. Number two, AJ Styles should be in the Elimination Chamber. Why are we putting guys who should be in the chamber in qualifying matches that they're going to lose? Number three, Dominic Mysterio should be nowhere near a list of 12 people to be near a title shot. Just shouldn't happen. And number four, Dominic Mysterio should be nowhere near 12 men to be in a title shot.
You know it's a pretty good SmackDown if A, you only have three things, and two, you know you really don't like Dominic Mysterio when it's two bullet points. So
honestly, the Bailey and Dakota thing like was great.
Yes,
I was so ready to be very upset if Dakota actually turned on Bailey tonight. I still think she's turning on Bailey. I just don't think it's yet.
That's what we got some chats about, asking the same thing.
Yeah. And then I liked Bianca versus Michin. I thought that was really good.
Yes.
And like, I'm super psyched about Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate getting a push. Like, I did not think they were going to beat DIY. So that's cool. And also, they should beat Finn and Damian in Elimination Chamber, and they're not gonna, and yeah, it's just gonna make me up. So I'm not mad enough about that yet for that to be part of the Sour Fowler, but
sure. Which is impressive because you prefer to get preemptively mad, so then when things actually happen, you're less mad. Yeah. Which I respect. I respect the game.
All right, so I won't extend the show any more than that. So I just wanted to come in and say hi. Because everybody loves the AKA shows, the Alex and Pete and Alex shows.
It's true.
I just wanted to give them a little bit of that without taking this thing too far over the line. So
I'm making AKA shirts tonight.
That's what's on. Come on, I'm really sad that you said extend the show and we don't have a Bluetooth segue. That bums me out.
Oh, no. Especially when I did this, which is just a weird...
I know. Yeah. It was right
I
there,
always but... look down when Kate starts. I'm like, shoot. Not down like that. I mean, like, I don't want to make eye contact. Jesus, I just buried myself. Let's go.
Well, we don't have a Bluetooth ad, but...
I mean, it's not that bad, honestly. I've been much more sour about things than this.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, no. That's
hey, who thinks that the Triple H having a public power struggle with The Rock is not going to affect whatever happens at WrestleMania?
I think it's a pivot to head of the table creative, though. Like, I think they're going to be head of the table of all of WWE. But
it will be very interesting.
Boy.
The people who want Triple H to work a match or like we want to watch a man die in the ring, and I feel like that's
what we were talking about. Like, there would have to be an abundance of caution.
Sure. Yeah, it would have to be that. Anyway, I'm gonna leave now.
Thanks for hanging out, and you can go over to Fightful Select and see what Alex had to say about SmackDown and Rampage and his Rampage watch along where he reviews SmackDown and also does fun voices for women's matches.
Yes, it's fun. All right, we get two of those tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Two women's matches in Collision again. That's going to be great. All right. I'll talk about that on Fightful Select tomorrow night after Collision.
Yeah, I'll probably be there. I might need to go. We'll find out.
You probably will. Anyway.
It's just my favorite American product right now.
You are an unabashed collider, and I don't think you should be abashed about that.
Well, thank you.
speaking of colliding, bash. Bye.
Well done.
Are you a coal miner too?
I might be. I'm also a Smacker Downer and a Rawr and a Kaboomer. I love wrestling. But I do think probably wherever Nigel McGuinness goes is my favorite product. That's what I learned about myself. Sure. But we've got more love coming in from you guys, Ian Riccaboni. I always decide that it's him saying, so dare we say she's Ruby Solo now about that potential split? It sure seems like that's a possibility. I love what they've been doing over there on Rampage with that angle. Matt James saying, what if you bring in Izzy for a one-off? Bailey's number one fan. That could be fun. She's very, 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 very new. So I don't know if you want her debuting in this big of a spot. But I like where your head's at with that. Will saying that I love how smart of a babyface Bailey is and the way that she kicked the chair out thing. Yeah, that was a clever spot. Like they've really done a good job with damage control because they did so much losing to Bianca. And then right around Money in the Bank when EO won, there were so many obvious signs of betrayal that I was like, are they really going to continue to extend this? But the timing of the beats since about fall till now, I think have been really, really good. Really, really good. Guys, get in your super chats and your humper chats if there's anything you want to talk about, because I know I want to talk about this tag match between British Strong Style and DIY. Holy cow. This was a blast. I don't even have that many spots to call out because you should just go watch the whole thing. Sure. I can't get over how well this was paced and how clean the execution was at the same time. Like, this is just tag team wrestling done to its best, but it ends with Gargano super kicking Pete Dunne and Bate with a double clothesline back, and then Gargano avoids a Tyler Driver super kicking Bate, a blind tag from Pete Dunne, and Bate dives onto Ciampa, and then Dunne avoiding a slingshot spear and crushing Gargano with the bitter end for the win. Really, 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 really good stuff. I could have watched them fight for another 10 minutes. I wish they could have popped off more, but honestly, like, this was so much fun. I really love when tag team wrestling is done well and treated right. I would much rather one of these teams win than, like, Awesome Truth at WrestleMania. Like, it's just, I don't need a little, like, hey, remember those guys from 15 years ago in an angle nobody cared about until we brought it back up again? Like, have the proper tag teams do this. But this is why I wish the titles were split, because I don't have an aversion to Awesome Truth or anything. But if you had room for both, that would be really refreshing. And there's no need for these titles not to be split. But tonight's match, everything that I love, right here on display, British Strong Style. Well, love seeing Pete Dunne in full Tekker mode. Love Tyler Bate. Like, just such an impressive combination of strength and speed. And he's just a big, strong boy, Alex. And DIY, if you've ever seen me before, you know how much I love Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, but Gargano especially. What a fun, fun tag match to get tonight. Your thoughts on this?
They should definitely run it back. Run it back a couple more times. These guys are really good together. They got some really good energy. DIY is always, to me, has always been a sick-ass tag team. Like, I mean, I know that they've had their crazy matches at NXT, but I mean, just put them up on SmackDown every single week, put them up at pay-per-views, let them do whatever they want. And, you know, and of course, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, they're eventually going to move forward. I think they'll be tag team champions. I'm sorry. I don't know what, you know, I know Alex has his thoughts about it, but I think they're definitely going to be tag team champions. They certainly have enough matches together from previous, you know, when they were together before, and people freaking just love them, you know?
They're great. They're great. And it feels like they were so in the mud for a while.
Yeah.
Kind of emerging here is really refreshing. So I am with you on that. I would love for that to be the case. It does feel like R-Truth infiltrating the purple squad over there on Raw. Does kind of feel like that's all leading to this possible moment, but
he could be the cause of the whole moment, like you just said. Yeah, like he could be the catalyst of, like, oh shoot, you know, we just lost the titles.
Yeah, I could see them splitting up Judgment Day by losing to Truth and Miz. I do prefer Imperium, DIY, these guys. That's just me though. I like technical wrestling. Okay. I popped when they said Tekker's on my screen. I like joint manipulation. I like strong style because I am a nerd. But more important than being a nerd, I'm a Nord, Alex. Okay? I am. I'm a proud Nord haver. And the way that I have Nord is by using the code FIGHTFUL because it's a massive discount. But let Sean Rossap tell you all about the benefits of NordVPN.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
I got my Nord.
See? Everybody's getting Nord because Nord rules. They're so good to us. We appreciate them. They and BetOnline, who sponsored the show tonight as well. I just really appreciate their investment in Fightful. They invested a lot in us. If you go ahead and tell them that you found out about them through us, we wouldn't be mad about that. Even if you're not using the services, just letting them know that you found out about them because of Fightful goes a long way in helping us out. But if you've got betting needs, bet online. Why wouldn't you? Where else are you going to bet? If you've got VPN needs, which more and more people do as Especially technology today. Advances. Yeah. My goodness. NordVPN, you got sincerely a heck of a deal with the code Fightful. Wow. An SRS stand in the house saying, idea! One, Rock versus Seth. Rock wins with Solo's help.
What? No.
Not doing that to Seth. And I don't want The Rock winning a title.
No.
He's 50.
That's crazy.
He can't go anymore. Day two. Oh, okay. There's a continual plan here. Day two is Roman versus Cody. Cody wins. We go months with The Rock being the actual head. And then we have Punk versus Rock. Rock asks Solo to help Roman, stops him, and helps Punk win. Nah.
That's a crazy booking, bro.
That is some well thought out and cohesive booking around the title.
Sure.
I need it to be less convoluted than that for me. Like, just have Cody finish the story, and The Rock does not need a title. Part of the benefit of having nostalgia acts that are the biggest stars in the world is that you don't need titles for them. Just keep it clean.
The Rock's killing it.
Will saying, sorry, Kate, our truth is mega over. I love Truth, not to get the title, but I'm glad that fans are laughing with him and not at him the way Vince used to book him. I just don't want Awesome Truth being champions. I love, love, love the work our Truth is doing. I think he's great. Doesn't feel like tag title caliber run, though. Like, I just don't need that. If it's a transitional run, if it's something short, if they turn around and drop him on Raw the next day for the excitement of Raw after Mania, I'm in. Mean Norma says, R-Truth to dethrone Logan, make it a spinner belt. That would be genuinely hysterical, but I don't think it's happening. And Vala insulting me, asking me if I'm a clam digger. Sir, save the clams, okay? I am a Nigel McGuinness supporter. He had a magic show tonight. If I wasn't here, I'd be flying to Vegas to support Nigel McGuinness at his magic show. You should all be following Nigel McGuinness, by the way. And if you have a chance to see his magic show, going to it, okay? I am not a clam digger. I am on the side of the clams. I am on the side of technical wrestling. Zack Sabre Jr. is going to beat Bryan Danielson this weekend.
Sure.
It's going to happen.
It's
going to happen because he's the best technical wrestler in the world. Bryan Danielson's the greatest wrestler of all time. This is a submission match. This one's ESJ's to win. And a ESJ win is a win for the clams. That's what's up.
Who doesn't love clams?
Thank you. Bryan Danielson. Because he's always digging them.
This is so wrong.
We are moving along to the segment with Dominic. Dominic's going to be fighting for Elimination Chamber, but Kevin Owens comes in and saves us. Walks up and says that he's going to face Dom. Next week, he's giving Dom the beating of a lifetime and dedicates it to the greatest luchador of all time, Rey Mysterio.
He knows
Dominic
him.
Gets all huffy. Here comes R-Truth to confuse Kevin Owens with The Miz. Truth warns Kevin Owens not to let Nick catch him, and says since he should be on Raw. And Owens says, Nick Mysterio? And Truth looks at him and goes, no, Nick Aldis. I love R-Truth. Oh, I know it makes no sense that he would confuse The Miz and Kevin Owens. I don't care.
You gotta suspend disbelief. You know what I'm saying?
It's just fun. I just love R-Truth. Still don't need him being a tag champion, but I do adore him.
Sure.
We also have a backstage with Sami Zayn, who is in the back, and he doesn't have time for Felix, Alex, okay?
No.
He knows the window on his main event of WrestleMania is closing, and he's got to focus on beating Randy Orton tonight in Elimination Chamber. We also have a vignette from Randy Orton who agrees with Sami that not everybody gets into WrestleMania. He was injured last year, but it made him more patient, and he can't wait for Roman to be more vulnerable. Tonight, he can earn a spot in Chamber where only constant will be the letters RKO. Promos going into this. I accidentally skipped. We had an earlier backstage. It was very quick, but it was with Bron Breakker, an NXT standout who we've been waiting to get called up for a long time. Really good stuff with him as well. He just has offers from both brands, he says. In NXT, he won the Dusty Classic, so I'm sure he'll have some tag work to do down there before coming up full time. But
yeah,
they get interrupted by Paul Heyman, who says he's going to be there with The Rock and Roman Reigns next week. Good stuff there. And our final segment of the evening before we get to our main event is Logan Paul, who's backstage. And I like Logan Paul a lot better when he sounds like a human being and isn't making
yeah.
Like, this is a much better version of him when he is in the back speaking to both GMs. And he complains about having to be in a qualifying match. He says that he's overqualified, which is fair because he has a title. So I like that it's justified. But we find out he's facing The Miz next week, and his reaction, much like Alex Pulowski's, to be honest. This is the first time Logan Paul and Alex Pulowski have ever been on the same page about anything.
Don't tell him that.
He's like, oh, The Miz. But that'll be an obvious win for Logan Paul. That's not a secret. If you're going to have someone who feels like an obvious loss, it should go against someone who's an obvious win, right? So good stuff there. And we also find out next week that we're getting Shotzi versus the newcomer Tiffany Stratton, who is an NXT, most improved over the course of the past 2 years candidate for sure, along with Trick Williams down there as well, actually. And we're also getting Naomi returning to action versus Zelina Vega. So you were asking where your Hispanic representation was. I'm sure we'll get Santos next week, but we know we're getting Zelina Vega
back next week.
Hell yeah.
Good my Latinos.
No. So we move to. Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't want him to have off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fair. That's very fair. Like, he deserves it, but also, no, get back on my screen. I get it.
That's true. Yeah.
So we're moving into our main event, guys. Last call for Super Chats and Humper Chats, and last plug for Fightful Select. Head over there. So much more coming up. We're going to have a ton happening over the next couple of months, including Elimination Chamber is coming up right around the corner. You're going to have tons of content, including a post show from me and Alex Pulowski back there. We will be doing that probably mid-afternoon. Unlikely we're going to be waking up at 4 a.m. to watch it because Sean's already going to have to. So your main show will be like right after the pay-per-view. Alex Pulowski and I will be later in the day because we like to sleep. So there you go.
What is sleep?
You know, I haven't known this week, to be honest, and I know Sean hasn't known this week, so he's just gonna stay on that grind. But we move on to our main event. Me, Norma said Randy Orton looks like he ate old Randy Orton and did a million push-ups. He is looking great. I like that they've sustained this push for him as a face. That is good. I think he's going to turn heel sooner than later, and I'm not mad about it because he should. He belongs as a heel. But Randy Orton getting the win here, I feel similar to Alex Pulowski, who came on here earlier and said Sammy should have gotten the win. I do think there's a fun possibility to have Drew win Elimination Chamber and Sammy be the plucky guy who has to find his way in. Is a good story for Sammy to have going into Mania. Mm-hmm. Don't hate it. Would love if Sammy won and Drew had to beat them into submission for the triple threat instead. I just hope we end up with that triple threat because this has been a very, very weird road for stories that felt very, very clear about 3 weeks ago. Hate Sammy losing off the bat too. I wish they had made this qualifier like one of the last ones. I think that would have made more sense, but also gives Sammy some fodder to be upset about. But a really good match. Randy looks great. Randy being an Elimination Chamber also makes sense. I think this is how we probably end up setting up some stuff with Randy and AJ Styles, because even though he lost today, I think AJ will probably stew on that for a little bit. What are your thoughts about our main event?
Predictable. Unfortunately for me, just kind of seeing Sammy in that spot with Randy, I just kind of felt like this is what they were going to push and who, and there's actually a couple matches and, you know, we'll talk about them next Friday as well when we come back, but that you could just see in my eyes and that are, you just know they're predictable, you know?
Yeah.
That's as much as I can say. I thought it was a great match. You know, Randy's on a hot streak right now. Where do they go with him? I don't know, but I mean, he can very well be doing his last run, you know, here as a full-time wrestler, right? I mean, he can still do his thing once in a while. So Sammy, on the other hand, man, like, I just feel like he's completely cooled off since the whole Bloodline stuff. Like, you see some glimpse here and there of him kind of making a little comeback here to, you know, kind of get in the face of certain people. But boy, oh boy, you know, we'll see where that goes.
He's still very over, and I feel like he had some
momentum. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, that is happening. The crowd loves, we all love him, but I just, storyline-wise is what I mean. It's like, where do we go? You know, sure. Maybe he's,
I think he had good momentum before the injury, and the injury kind of affected that, but I actually didn't think that was as predictable, because with Drew winning, I assumed Sammy was getting in. So,
really? I honestly felt the opposite, but, you know, that's good. We have conflicting views on this.
Well, no, you think differently than me on one thing, so that means I have to hate you for the rest of my life.
I like that. Maybe you can write bad stuff about me on the Twitter.
Yeah, that seems like a reasonable adult way to handle things.
We're going to do it after this show.
No, I can't, because I got locked out, so I'll have a field day.
I'll start the hate.
I'll have to wait tomorrow to respond to you, but... That was a fun main event. I really, yes. I genuinely think that Sami Zayn is one of the best storytellers from the perspective of everything he does, I'm invested in, and I'm behind him, and I want to root for him. I think that can make a really compelling argument going into what I'm hoping will be that triple threat. The idea that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn both might not have something to do is interesting. I don't know if there's a possibility that they reunite, or I don't know if it's like, Kevin Owens is in the ladder match that I assume that they're going to do for Logan Paul's title. And Sammy does end up in a triple threat. So we'll see. We'll see. We do have a lot of time. It felt urgent because of the huge mistake they made last week that they had to correct. But we have so much time. And we have such a good time with our Fightful crew every week. We thank you guys so much for joining us. Before we get out of here, I'm going to ask Alex to plug his shit.
Guys, you can find me on the Twitter, like it says underneath me right here. You can also find me on Threads, Alexis Cardoza, which is the same thing as Instagram. And you can see, I'm still trying to get Kate here to join the Threads family. I don't think she ever will, but, you know, at least over there, she won't get.
Not until I know you can delete an account without
you can.
Having to delete your Instagram
account. You can separate them. They said that you can deactivate Threads now. Yeah, that was a big problem, and they fixed that for people. So you could deactivate Threads without deactivating your Instagram account. I've been tagging you on everything. You probably don't see it on your end. But yeah, you do come out. Well, the cool thing is that when you tag a person that's not on Threads, they get a little Instagram logo next to their name so that they know that you're on Instagram and not on Threads yet. So they can still follow you and give you love. See, it's what I do. I promote you, Kate. But
well, you I appreciate it.
Hate me, so it's okay.
That is not true. I just can't because I get locked out of my social media. But Will saying, I think Sammy's storyline is his NXT underdog storyline, and he wins the title at Mania. I would love that. It gives something for Drew to get really pissed off about. Also, what are they going to do with Shinsuke Nakamura? Because he should be on this card as well. So,
dude, yeah.
There's a lot of talent that feels important, which is very refreshing, and I'm genuinely intrigued to see how they end up here. But you can follow me at Miss Kate Fabe on Twitter and on TikTok. Kate Stagrams on Instagram. You can follow me also Monday nights on Fightful Select. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday here on the main doing NXT. The ROH post show, which was very fun yesterday. And, of course, the SmackDown post show tonight. I don't know if I'll do a watch-along for New Japan this weekend. I want to, but I don't know what time it's on. And it might be on like very early in the morning. And I might just cry because the match is going to be so good. But I'm sure I'll be on my own YouTube channel at Miss Kate Fabe. You can go subscribe over there. Talk about this week in wrestling. I took January off. And then this week was so crazy that I did not come back yet. But I will be hopefully over the weekend. Yeah, it's on at 3 a.m. Eastern. I won't be doing a watch along, but I will be crying at like 4 in the morning, probably. Just like, this is the most beautiful wrestling has ever been.
bottle those yeah, tears. Bottle them.
Okada and Tana, ZSJ Danielson. That's a super fun card. So I'll be talking about it on my own YouTube at some point.
Love that.
So you can go find me there as well. Guys, stay tuned for Grapsody tomorrow and the Collision post show as well. So much yes. going on in the wrestling world. Fun wrestling timeline. Dig it. Have a good time. Have a safe weekend. We're out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.